with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Fowles is the complex English writer who brought us The Collector, The French Lieutenant's Woman, and most recently, A Maggot. Born in 1926, 30 miles from London near the mouth of the Thames River, Fowles and his family were forced to flee their home during World War II because of heavy Nazi air raids. After preparatory school, Fowles served 2 years in the Royal Marines and hated it.
Useless ceremonial, endless spit and polish, sergeants bullying recruits, and I didn't take to that at all.
After the military, John Fowles studied French at Oxford, later taught in France, and then was offered a good teaching post at a famous English school. At the same time, he was offered a job at a second-rate college in Greece.
I chose the bad job with no future. But that was because then I knew I wanted to write, and for a writer, if you have to choose between a good teaching post and a bad teaching post, I think you choose the bad one, because that gives you more time to do your own thing, writing.
John Fowles made good use of the Greek locales he encountered for a book that became his second published novel, The Magus. But writing The Magus did not come easily, so he turned to something else.
You're stuck with the book you're on. You break away and start another book, or even finish another book. And then you come back to the one you've dropped.
In 1 month, John Fowles wrote a novel that turned out to be The Collector.
Its success came as a shock to me, because I'm always pessimistic about my own books.
The Collector, widely and incorrectly perceived as a thriller, is the story of a nondescript government clerk who kidnaps a young woman to whom he is drawn in much the same way as a butterfly collector is attracted to a rare and beautiful insect. John Fowles' newest novel, A Maggot, is set in England in 1736 and describes the imaginary events leading to the birth of Anne Lee, the woman who brought the Shaker religion to America. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1965, English writer John Fowles interrupted work on a novel called The Magus to knock out a short and successful book about a bizarre kidnapping titled The Collector. The Collector became a hit both in England and the U.S., and fueled with energy, Fowles went back to work on The Magus.
The success of The Collector rather went to my head. I finished The Magus off fairly fast after that, and then when it was out, I remember the very first copy I opened of it, I saw three sort of major boobs in the first page I read.
Boobs, an English expression for blunders and errors.
I suddenly realized that I'd published it too soon. And so this haunted my conscience that I'd put out this book, which I could have got better if I'd taken a bit more time.
In fact, John Fowles says The Magus, the story of an Oxford graduate who, like Fowles, goes to a Greek island to teach, was the work of a retarded adolescent. So he rewrote it, and the revised edition was published 12 years after the original. Many writers are also teachers, but John Fowles says writers do not help themselves by taking demanding teaching jobs.
If you do that efficiently, you really have to spend your life reading other people's criticism, reading everything that's going on if you're doing contemporary literature. And I don't think that's helpful at all if you're a writer.
Fowles is especially critical of American writers.
Campus is such an important thing for the writers. You know, they all seem to congregate on campus. And I don't really think that's very good.
Some years ago, John Fowles bought a watercolor of a young woman dated 1683. That painting is on the front dust jacket of his newest novel, A Maggot, a tale of the mysterious and fictional events leading to the birth of the woman who founded the Shaker religion. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. English writer John Fowles admits that as a title, his novel, A Maggot, is not a publisher's dream. Fowles says the original working title was 1736, the year in which the story is set. But then he decided he wanted a title somewhat more quirky. Fowles says the term maggot meant something far different in days past.
In the 18th century, it didn't have any kind of insect sense. It had the sense of a quirk. Something that, you know, that's a kind of little obsession with you. And it had a musical sense, too. It meant a small dance that obsessed somebody. And so they wrote a little air, and it was usually called Mr. So-and-so's Maggot or Mistress So-and-so's Maggot.
John Fowles says A Maggot is not a historical novel, but is true to the language and flavor of the 18th century. It focuses on the woman who gave birth to Anne Lee, who later exported the Shaker religion to America. But the image of Anne Lee's mother, characterized as a harlot, comes totally from Fowles' imagination. John Fowles admits he has left a lot of questions unanswered in A Maggot.
I don't explain many things, and this I know is very wicked in America, not to explain clearly what you mean your story to say, but this really is part of my theory of the novel, that the reader really has an enormous part to play, and therefore you can leave gaps, which it's for the reader to fill in a way.
John Fowles describes himself as an introverted man who is shy and often tongue-tied.
I hate getting into arguments, because I know the other chap will always be much more eloquent and rational.
So John Fowles prefers to deal in symbols, the 26 characters that he shifts about on a typewriter. The combination of those characters has led to such books as The Collector and The French Lieutenant's Woman. Little Brown has published John Fowles' newest novel, A Maggot. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Even though there are mystical and religious overtones to John Fowles' novel, A Maggot, Fowles is no friend to organized religion. He describes himself as a convinced atheist.
I sincerely have no belief in an omnipotent God. I have no belief in an afterlife. I have no belief in the miraculous aspects of Jesus Christ's life. And no established religion today means anything to me.
In John Fowles' novel, A Maggot, there is an epilogue that he says is a bit like a sermon, and in which he is scathing about evangelical religions and their Madison Avenue sales approach.
I have no respect for them at all, I'm afraid, except to the extent that they're dissenting. I will forgive almost any kind of dissenter.
Although Fowles says he doubts that members of conservative religious groups, such as the Moral Majority, are true dissenters, Fowles says there is a widespread contempt for such a religious approach in England.
I'm happy to say that in England, I think it's generally despised. I mean, no one wants to import that into England.
John Fowles says that for the mental health of the human species, he would like to see the withering away of the myths that are spread by organized religion.
For the last 100 years, they have been withering away.
Strangely, in the epilogue of his novel, A Maggot, John Fowles suggests that the old Shaker religion, noted for celibacy, common ownership of property, and community living, deserves another look, although Fowles admits he could do without the celibacy. A Maggot, however, is not about the Shakers, but about the mysterious events leading to the birth of Ann Lee, who brought the Shakers to America. Published by Little Brown. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist John Fowles' strong-held opinions are often disguised by a soft-spoken manner, his love of nature, and the quality of his art. He is the author of such books as The Collector, The French Lieutenant's Woman, and his newest, A Maggot. John Fowles believes that one's success in the arts is genetic, that art cannot be learned, which is why he says courses in painting and creative writing are useless.
I don't like really thinking of art as a kind of way of becoming famous or celebrated. I mean, that sort of, in every artist, of course, there's a dream. I shall be Rembrandt, I shall be Mozart, and all the rest of it. But this kind of worries me, because I think it produces rather futile vanities and neuroses in the people doing the art.
Fowles says that failed artists are often angry and hurt that their work is not better received.
They'll blame anyone, of course. You know, if only I had a better agent and I've got the wrong publisher and so on. And I don't believe all of that.
At the same time, John Fowles says that, like life, art is an activity that is unfair.
Many very evil human beings have been extremely good artists, unfortunately. So there's no kind of moral justification for becoming a successful artist. You can be an absolute swine, a pig, as a human being, and be an extremely successful artist.
John Fowles lives in the small English community of Lyme Regis, the setting for his novel, The French Lieutenant's Woman. There he divides his time between writing and serving as honorary curator of a small local history museum. Little Brown has published his novel, A Maggot. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.